Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
This rivalry and the amount of attention that it brings, and it's exciting and humbling to be a part of it. While at the same time, we got an opportunity to pursue a division championship this week, and so we're excited. We respect this process of preparation. We're going to display our excitement by getting singularly focused on what it is that we need to do.
So if you're healthy, you're going to play this weekend against the Baltimore Ravens. You win the division. Well, we got our first injury report of the week, Doran Dickerson. It was a walkthrough practice. And so the way that this goes is everyone's kind of doing the same thing. You're jogging around. It's a walkthrough.
Mm-hmm.
No one's getting hit. Mm-mm. No one's tackling. You're not wearing the normal paraphernalia. So this is pretty much a guesstimate on if you had a real practice, who would practice or not. Because there's video out there of T.J. Watt running around with the outside linebackers. There's video out there of George Pickens doing the ladder drills, which I was quite proficient in about 5 years ago, Dorn. Big part of my cardio work were the ladder drills. Dante Jackson listed as a DNP. Same with George and Watt, even though they were both out there. Deshaun Elliott with his hamstring. Justin Fields with his abdomen, all listed as did not practice. Larry Ogunjobi was listed as limited. I don't know that I read too much into that, because I did see TJ in the videos and I did see George doing that ladder drill. And based on what Mike Tomlin said on Monday about Watt, I'm optimistic he's going to play. I don't know enough about hamstring injuries. Does George look like he's on the up? Does he look like he could play? I mean, I guess we'll find out more as the week goes on, but was that a good positive sign? Did you see the video?
I saw the video. That is an ultra positive sign.
Let's go!
I mean, ultra positive
GP!
Sign. I mean, the fact that he was being monitored whenever he was jogging to the other side of the field, but whenever he was doing the ladders, there was somebody off to the side. Like, usually whenever you're recovering from an injury like that, somebody's like right next to you just watching and making sure like you don't push it and making sure like, hey, slow down, like right in your ear. Like, whenever I would get hurt or hurt my hamstring, hurt my quad or whatever, a trainer is right next to me whenever I'm doing a specific drill to make sure I don't push it too far, to make sure that they see that my gait is different. It is making sure like the kind of construction of what I'm doing isn't messed up. I didn't see that person whenever he was doing the ladders, and he was moving at a decent speed.
Yeah.
The fact that he's moving his feet like that is just ultra positive. Now, I don't know if he's going to play, because with hamstrings, it's more about opening the gate. When I say open the gate, that's like running, like sprinting down a field, opening your gate with your legs, like running, boom, 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 boom. It's not as tight. Like, you could do tight drills whenever you have a hamstring injury. I don't know if he's going to play, but that's still a great sign that he's out there moving around.
Yeah, that is a good sign, if nothing else. But that makes some sense to me. The longer your strides, the more that hamstring's going to stretch.
Correct.
Which would then, if it's not healed up, pose some problems.
Yeah,
and
it starts grabbing. Yes. So, but he did jog, you know, in one portion of the video. But, I mean, that is a great sign. I mean, it's a sign that if he doesn't play Sunday or Saturday,
yeah,
he will play Wednesday.
How many times are we going to confuse Saturday with Sunday this week? I think I did it 17 times yesterday.
Yeah, same.
It's going to keep happening. Please bear with us. It is annoying, we know, but we're doing the best we can.
Yes.
Would you play him for like 20 snaps? Does it work that way? Or would it just be, if you're playing, you're playing. If you're not, you're not.
If you're playing, you're playing.
Yeah.
If you're playing, you're playing. I mean,
the load management doesn't make too much sense with a hamstring.
No.
Because it could go any time if you're not right.
Right. Like, I mean, what if one of those plays is like a deep post? Like, I mean, what is he going to do? Like, you're not going to put him in there just to block. You don't need him out there to block. You got Skoranek to do that. You got other guys that can do that. He's not going to be in there. I mean, regardless, if he gets a pass thrown to him, he's going to have to go 100% and turn it on and give that initial explode, boom. And then, you know, it's either it's going to be like, oh, or it's going to be like, oh, this feels good. So is he's going to play? He's going to play. There's no pitch count here. Not with that type of injury, at least.
I think the discussion that we have had and that others on the station have had the last few days, upon reflection, a little flawed. A little flawed. I said yesterday, I'm not going to push it with GP because I don't want to lose him for the rest of the season. But if he's healthy enough to go, play him. Like, what am I talking about?
Yeah.
If you can play and they are confident that you're not going to re-injure it because they're not going to play him unless that's the case, let him play. TJ Watt's not going to hurt his ankle any worse. It's a, by all accounts, low ankle kind of twisty deal, sprain thing.
That's a pain thing.
It's a pain thing. He's not going to re-injure himself. He's not going to be at 100%. We know that. But 90% of Watt is better than like 100% of the league. So get him out there. You win on Saturday. You win the division. And then guess what? The following two games, if you're battling for seeding, okay. I'm not sure how big of a deal that really is. If it comes down to being the 2 seed or the 3 seed or being healthy, I would prefer the health.
Mm-hmm.
So you fire all your weapons at this game. If guys are healthy, they go. If you win, great, you got 2 games. But if you don't win, you took a big swing at your best chance to win the division, and now you got 2 other opportunities to win the division. You've got 3 chances here to win the AFC North and secure a home playoff game. If you're holding Watt out, if you're holding Pickens out, if you're holding Deshaun Elliott out because, oh boy, I don't know, we just want to be extra cautious, you might only give yourselves a chance at 2 opportunities to win the division.
Yeah.
So go out there and get this thing. I'm interested in what people are thinking now halfway through the week here. Last time the Steelers played the Ravens, I famously said that Lamar Jackson is going to slice and dice the Steelers. I said he's too good for the Steelers to continue to hold this guy down, Doran. And then what happened? The same thing that always damn happens happened. They took it to that guy. He did not play at an MVP level. He played like crap relative to how he usually plays. Are Steelers fans still super confident with all these injury questions, with the fact that it's on the road, that the Steelers are going to win this football game? Because now, I think I feel worse about the game than I did the first time, but I also have this little angel on my shoulder telling me, don't do it again, Crowley. Don't be the guy that all week long says the Ravens are good, the Ravens are going to beat him, when they just don't beat the Steelers. So I think I'd be stupid to not be confident, even though half of me is saying, the Steelers aren't going to win this game. Does that make sense?
It does.
I'm conflicted.
It makes a lot of sense, but I mean, how many times, and I could be totally wrong here, I'm just taking an educated guess, how many times has Lamar Jackson played the Steelers twice in a season?
I was wondering that very same thing yesterday, and I will effort to look that up right now.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think it's not every time. So you don't get Lamar Jackson usually twice. And Lamar Jackson, I mean, for all the things he does do well, he does retain intel very well too. So he knows what he needs to do going into this game, that he's fully healthy. There's a lot on the line. Like, when's the last time we had a situation like this, that the Steelers beat the Ravens at home in the first game of the series, and or the first game of the two games, and then have to go down to Baltimore with a lot on the line and Lamar Jackson healthy? When's the last time that that ever happened? I mean, this is I think it's a little bit of a different animal that we're dealing with this week than previous times of the Steelers beating the Ravens.
I'm looking at 2019, Doran. Beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh 26-23. Didn't play them in the final week of the season. I'm looking at 2020. Played the Steelers in Pittsburgh, or excuse me, in Baltimore. They lost. And then didn't play the second game. I'm looking at 2021, Doran. Played Pittsburgh the first game. Didn't play Pittsburgh the second game. I'm looking at 2022, Doran. Didn't play Pittsburgh at all. And now I'm looking at 2023. We know he didn't play the last game last year. They've never played him as a starting quarterback twice in the same season. This is a different animal. You're right about that. You're right about that. So what does that look like?
Huh.
That's a great question. And it does give me some pause. Because usually he plays that first game.
Yep.
And then you have to stew on it. And you don't see him again for like a full year. And so all the stuff that the Steelers have historically done game plan wise to razz this guy, he has to think about it, playing all these other games. There's so much else going on, going to the playoffs, winning playoff games. There's all that kind of pressure. So then you don't really have to think about the Steelers and that game plan and all that until the following year. Well, now, it wasn't that long ago you played. So are there going to be adjustments this time? Interesting.
Yeah.
I meant to look that up before the show, but we did that on the fly.
I was pretty sure that it was, you know, it outweighed how many times. I didn't know it was almost every time, or was every time, right?
Beg your pardon? I'm sorry?
I'm sorry.
Repeat
Excuse
that.
Me?
Say it
Excuse
again.
Excuse me?
Huh?
Excuse me?
What? Yeah, that could be a big difference maker in this game. All right. We know what they're about. We know what they did. We know how it went down at Acrisure. Now they're at our place, and we know what to expect. How do we adjust? How does Lamar look playing the Steelers for the second time in a year?
With a lot on the line.
With a lot on the line.
It'd be different.
All the marbles for the Ravens. It's all the marbles. They need to win out, basically, to win the division.
Mm-hmm. The Steelers, I mean, there's almost the same amount of pressure. There really is. I mean, you want to lock this thing up. A lot on the line. Even Mike Tomlin said that. We're playing for a championship, a division championship.
Hats and t-shirts, Doran.
Correct.
Are you confident that the Steelers will beat the Ravens? Because you sure were when we had these same conversations the first time these two teams met. I was not, and you bludgeoned me. Are you confident this time around? On the road, Steelers banged up. First time Lamar has played the Steelers twice as a starter in a season. 412-928-9370. There's some numbers that might make you feel a little bit better that we'll get into coming up next. But we want your thoughts, we want your calls all morning long, 412-928-9370 on that fan hotline. Brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the Fan Morning Show is always brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We were talking about creeping elderliness in the pre-show. Here's a text at 412-928-9370. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. My grandparents, they used to have a sign that said, "Welcome to our OOL." Notice that P isn't there. Let's keep it that way.
I like that.
I like that too. It would make me want to pee in there even more.
Yep.
Don't tell me I can't pee in your pool. I might consider not peeing in your pool, but if you're telling me not to, I'm definitely taking a little urination in there.
Hmm.
Texter, creeping elderliness. Your lips are moving as someone else is talking to you.
That's basically what I was saying earlier.
Yeah.
Just lips just moving.
My wife is a speech therapist, and she does that to everybody. She doesn't even know she's doing it. My daughter will be talking, and she'll be moving her lips along with her.
Muller used to do that a lot.
You know what? I knew someone around here did it. You're right about that.
Yeah. He used to do that. Every time we would do shows like years ago, he stopped doing it. And it would throw me off big time. He'd start mouthing what I was saying like he was tracking it.
I wonder if the video stream changed that.
Maybe.
Now that you see yourself, you're like, oh, do I do that?
Mm-hmm.
He's a big nail biter. Pony's a big pen cap or a pen chewer.
Mm-hmm.
And Starkey rips up little paper, right? Or Pony is that Pony?
Up. Yeah, Pony.
So Pony's
up.
Ripping the paper and eating the pen?
Yes.
Yeah. Texter, after Philadelphia, no confidence. There's law of averages. I don't know. I don't think Baltimore's as good as Philadelphia.
Nope.
And I think that proved itself when they lost to Philadelphia at M&T Bank Stadium. Both the Steelers and the Ravens lost to Philly. There's no great shame in that. It does not mean your season's over. But we have unearthed something that I think is important for this game. You pointed it out. Lamar Jackson is a starting quarterback, has never played the Steelers twice in one season.
Crazy.
Man, that's never happened. And so you can say you own the guy. You do. He's 2-5 against you, and he's thrown a bajillion picks, and he gets sacked all the time, and he doesn't run enough. But now you have a chance in season to make those adjustments for the turnaround.
To take it maybe to another level, and again, I could be totally wrong.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know if the Steelers have won significantly whenever he didn't play the second time.
No, they were all dogfights.
They were dogfights with, like, Huntley, with even RG3, I think.
Yeah. RG3 beat him.
Right.
RG3 beat him with Duck Hodges.
Yes.
And, I mean, okay, Duck Hodges. But still, RG3 beat him. Last year, it was a monsoon. A monsoon, I tell you.
It was a close game.
It was tight. Yep. The difference in that game was the guy who quit on the Baltimore Ravens, Deontay Johnson, had that long catch and run. That's like the only thing they did offensively.
Yeah.
And that was in the midst of a good offensive stretch for the Steelers with Mason Rudolph, where he was playing quarterback at a very high level. You're right. That's one of the things that makes me not totally rule the Steelers out of winning this thing, is because these games are always close no matter who plays.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if people aren't playing on Baltimore's side, like the COVID game you referenced yesterday that was played at 5:20 on a Wednesday. They had nobody, and that thing came down to the wire. It hasn't mattered historically who's in these games. It's going to finish 17-15. And you've got a much better kicker than they do, which is wild, which I think pays dividends in a game like this. Something else I saw yesterday that makes me feel okay. Pro Football Reference has the Steelers, bubble in my throat, sorry, gives the Steelers a 56% chance to win the division. And that's because there's more paths to it. So you could win Saturday and you win the division. If you don't, you just need basically to finish tied with Baltimore. And because of the common opponents, you will win the division.
Mm-hmm.
So I still do think they're going to win the AFC North. I don't feel super strongly about this game. And Vegas knows what they're doing. I mean, they're a 6-point dog. You don't see 6-point dogs win very often. In fact, when it's a 5, 5.5, 6-point spread, you see what happened last week happened right. More often than not.
It's higher than Philly.
Yes.
So how good Philly is.
Which, that just has to be the unknown for Watt, right?
And Pickens.
Yeah. Because you got another view at what it looks like without George, and it didn't look great. It looked pretty good in the second half against Cleveland. Sorry, we'll set it at 5, 5.5. Oh, this is what it looks like against a good defense without Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's bump that thing up a little bit. Plus, maybe no Watt, although I expect him to play.
And maybe from what we're talking about, too. I mean, they probably go through and clearly go through all that stuff. I mean, they're banking on Lamar not getting beat two times by the Steelers. And how many times has Lamar actually played the Steelers twice? None. Their defense has gotten better since they brought in Dean Pease. So I think that they're like, okay, the Steelers are kind of trending downwards and the Ravens are trending upwards after their bye week. They play the Giants, kind of a tune-up game for this game.
Yeah, it had the feel of it's been a long off season, like a college team, and first game against a cupcake, you blow them out, and then here comes the rivalry game.
Yep.
Texter, Mueller eats his boogers too. I've seen it so many times. I don't think that's true.
No way.
I'm not buying that. Mueller is a refined Renaissance man with many talents, a very smart guy with a big brain in that gourd.
He does have a big brain.
He ain't eating boogers.
No.
He might be chewing on fingernails.
Yes.
You ever eat your fingernails?
Yeah, I do it every day.
What? You eat them?
Yeah. You see it every day. People
Hold
complain
up,
about
wait
it.
Wait a second. I know you.
All right.
You bite your fingernails. I didn't know you ate them.
Yeah. Protein.
I don't think that's true.
No. Look it up.
Callis, is that a thing? People eat their fingernails? Do you bite your nails?
No. The nails are made from protein, so I guess...
Right, so is hair, but then I think it's dead. What is hair? 412-928-9370.
What is hair?
Texter, Trey Cabbage was released by the Pirates. What are they going to do with Trey Noodles? Get out of here with that. Get out of here with that. You mentioned Dean Pease. I could see Chris Berman, if he were hosting this show today, DP's in the pool! Big difference he makes, though. Like, they had a first-year defensive coordinator. They got good players in the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring in a pro who's, like, in his mid-70s, who's done it for years. And yeah. I don't know that he's, like, the world's greatest defensive coordinator, but experience is experience. And all of a sudden, they're playing, like, a secondary that has some good players in it.
Well, he knows what Harbaugh wants.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, not the greatest, but, I mean, he could put in a structure that won't break, and then you could kind of go from there and just alter it if you're, I mean, what's the coordinator's name now? I forget his name. But if you're the young coordinator, you can just alter it a little bit, but at least
Is it Zach Orr?
I think so. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yes, it is.
Is that an elderly trait where he was in the middle of a sentence and you just found something and blurted it back?
What did I blurt?
He was still in the middle of his sentence, and you were just like, oh, is it Zach Orr?
He asked who the defensive coordinator was. I was merely answering the question.
Yep.
Texter, your hair, skin, and nails all come from keratin. What's keratin? We're getting closer to some answers here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Protein, though. And it builds your immune system.
What does? Eating your nails?
Yeah.
There's nothing that grosses me out more than long nails on someone.
I've never had long nails.
No, you wouldn't.
No, never.
No, you're a good hygiene guy.
I mean, because I bite them.
Yeah, that's fine. I think that's fine. A lot of people bite their nails. I wish I bit my nails. I don't like the way it feels on my teeth.
Huh.
There's something about the texture of nails. I have, but it's not a habit that I have.
Sometimes I bite until they bleed.
No.
Swear?
No.
Yeah, the other day. Yep.
You probably never cut your fingernails.
I've never cut my fingernails, not one time in my life.
I bet you Mulsey's in the same boat.
Not one time in my life.
Yeah. I bet you I would be a nail biter because I'm a nervous fidgeter, but nicotine helps me with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Texter. Keratin is one of a family of structural fibrous proteins, also known as scleroproteins. Alpha keratin is a type of keratin found in vertebrates. It is the key structure material making up scales, hair, nails, feathers, horns, claws, hooves, and the outer layer of skin among vertebrates. What's a scleroprotein? 412-928-9370. Injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. I don't feel super good about this one. The reason I do is because the Steelers have owned Baltimore, but I think that carries less weight now that it's the second game and that Lamar Jackson has a quick turnaround here to figure some things out. What might they do different in this game? We'll get to that coming up next. How do you feel now at the midway point of the week about Steelers-Ravens? 412-928-9370. Are you as confident as you were going into the first game? 412-928-9370. We'll talk to you next. Texture, parasites live under your nails. That's nasty.
Nice. I'm made of this all.
That's true. It's probably just bolstered your immune system.
That's what I'm saying. It helps your immune system.
I did Google it. Yes, bugs can live under your fingernails, including mites, bacteria, fungus, and yeast.
There's no place for anything to get underneath my fingernails. You can't get under my nails. They're too short.
I don't think you understand how small parasites are. And neither do I. So you might be right. 412-928-9370. You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. There might be parasites under your fingernails, but there are no parasites under our fingernails.
Correct.
We take care of our little hands.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you had yesterday Marlon Humphrey, defensive back for the Baltimore Ravens, saying, it bothers me that we can't beat the Steelers. So, yeah, of course this is a motivating factor for Baltimore. You also wonder just how much the Steelers are living in their heads rent-free. Because I don't think it's just a player thing. I think it's a Harbaugh v. Tomlin thing. And I might put more stock in that. The way he coaches against the Steelers. The first game, he challenged like a 3-yard completion.
Right.
Like, yeah. I think he just gets up in his own dome. Thing is, you think about these games and how close they've been. Yeah, you say the Steelers have owned them 8-1 in their last 9. Any one of the games could have gone the other way.
Yeah.
What do you think the Baltimoreans need to do this time around that they didn't do last time? I'll answer my own question first real quick.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry got 13 carries game 1. Ding, 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 ding. There's your answer. They drop back to throw it 41 times and handed it off to Derrick Henry 13 times in a game that was 9-7 Pittsburgh at the half. It's not like either team got blown out. It's not like the game script or score kept Baltimore from running it because they had to throw to get back into it. It was tight. It was touch and go the entire game, and they just didn't hand that guy the ball enough. 12 carries for Derrick Henry for 34 yards, apart from his long run of 31, which now is coming back to me, and he got tackled by Minkah Fitzpatrick. So he was super ineffective. But he's one of those guys that, I mean, you just keep handing him the rock, handing him the rock, handing him the rock, and eventually he's going to break that door down. I think that's got to be the game plan, right?
I think they got to call the Philadelphia Eagles or get all the tape, which they do have, and just dissect that and take that game plan. Exactly what the Eagles did. I would go opposite. I mean, Saquon Barkley wasn't too effective. I mean, think 65 yards rushing, and look what they did. They targeted their number one wide receiver, and they just took advantage of the back end of the Steelers, and especially the corners of the Steelers. And knowing that Joey Porter Jr., his confidence is in a bad place right now, you could either beat him by running routes, or he could beat himself by holding or drawing pass interferences. So I'm splitting Zay Jones or Zay Flowers out and letting him go to work on Joey Porter Jr. and then Mark Andrews over the middle. Like I'm using the exact game plan that the Eagles did. The Eagles used. I mean, you could see it almost transitioning into the Baltimore Ravens. They had the same type of ish players. I mean, especially a quarterback, that if everything does split out and opens up, that Lamar Jackson, I think, will use his feet a lot more in this game.
That's, to me, the biggest thing that he does against everybody else and doesn't do against the Steelers. And I don't know if that it's that he wants to prove something, throwing the football against the hated rival, or what. I don't really understand it. First game, how many times were they breaking it down on the broadcast? Look at all this space Lamar has to run, and he just didn't do it. I don't understand. So maybe when they run the ball, it'll be through him. But he needs to get some mental block out of there. Steelers did a really good job with Mark Andrews the first time. They had Minkah Fitzpatrick come down on him on key down situations. So he was going mano a mano with Minkah Fitzpatrick. I don't know that you can do those same sort of things if you don't have Deshaun Elliott in this football game. And if I had to guess right now, without any information from any real practices, I'm going to say Deshaun is probably not going to play in this football game, but we'll see. If I'm Baltimore, you're right, man. Good call. Throw early, attack the weakness, which is the Steelers' secondary, and then we saw what Philly did at the end of the game, just bludgeon you to death.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he had 65 yards last game. Six carries, 65 yards against the Giants, and I know it's the Giants and they stink. But, you know, the game before that. And
he had 6 for 65.
6 for 65. And then the game before that, they played Philadelphia. They lost. He had 8 for 79.
So he has 14 carries in 3 weeks. You're getting a fresh Derrick Henry in this one.
No, I'm talking Lamar.
Oh.
That's Lamar. Not Derrick Henry.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. That 46 yards sense. Against the Steelers the first time. Think he's going to run the ball. They're going to read option the you-know-what out of the Steelers, and that he's going to run.
I'll make this pretty simple here. If T.J. Watt plays, I feel really good about the game. If T.J. Watt doesn't play, I don't. I think Mike Tomlin has done a masterful job getting his guys, A, ready to go against Baltimore, psyched up, the mental side of things, and then B, just developing a great plan that they know has frazzled this guy. But you need your best players. And I think T.J. Watt has been, obviously, I'm not breaking any news here, instrumental in defeating these Ravens. 15 games against them. You're 11-4 when T.J. Watt plays against Baltimore in his career. He's got 17 sacks. He's got a bunch of tackles for loss. He's got a million quarterback hits. Like, they do the mush rush thing, keep him in the pocket. It's brilliant. Mm-hmm. And T.J. is unselfish enough to say, hey, I'm not rushing the passer this game the way that I normally do. As much as I have faith in Herbig, and even Preston Smith as a fourth outside linebacker who's a good player, if you don't have T.J. Watt, I don't know that those guys can execute it to the same level and effectiveness.
Yeah, the controlled pass rush where you're acting like you're rushing up the field, but you're kind of controlled. You use your hands and you just, you know, go back and forth, outside gap, inside gap, and then figure out what Lamar's doing and then get your hands up.
Get the hands up. They tip a lot of his passes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how it's going to look, man. Like, the more and more I think through it, I think it's going to be way different than people are expecting because of the history of him not playing the Steelers twice. And Lamar Jackson is really good at that. I don't think he gets a lot of credit for that either. Gets so much credit for his athletic ability, but the way that he grabs the intel of teams and throughout a game usually too, but I mean, you're getting them twice now. I don't know. I think he has probably identified something that he could take advantage of.
I agree. He is a very smart football player. And he should be the MVP. I've thought a lot about this, too.
Me too.
I mean, Josh Allen's been great, and Josh Allen doesn't have a Derrick Henry. I understand that. But he's going to be the first quarterback in the history of the league to throw for 4,000 yards, and he's probably going to rush for 1,000. It's going to be close. He needs 250 yards rushing in three games. Maybe he won't, but he can come damn close and throw for 4,000 and probably throw 40 touchdowns, and he's only thrown three picks. He's got a quarterback rating of 120. You got to give it to him. The only reason you don't give it to him is because Allen's never won one and Lamar's won two. But those numbers, you could do that every year prior to this one in the history of the National Football League, and you're going to win the MVP every single year. And now he's getting to play you for the second time. I got a bad feeling.
Yep.
Olivia Babcock going to join SportsCenter at night.
Nice.
Yeah.
She should win Player of the Year. There's no doubt. Sophomore. Unbelievable.
How tall is she?
She, remember she was in here.
Yeah, I don't have a judge. I'm looking up at everyone. I'm looking up at Callis.
She's probably just like, she's my height, maybe a little bit taller.
What are you, 6'2"?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, are the Penguins back? All of a sudden, they're playing some pretty good hockey. We left them for dead, but are they? Oh, we were just talking about how my team lost the Scooter's Coffee Frisco Bowl in front of 12,000 people last night.
Yeah, they pushed.
I love bowl season because I just love more college football. And that was a fun game. 12,000 people.
Oh, really?
Frisco, Texas.
Man.
I didn't even know Frisco, Texas had a football stadium. And they don't. It's football. It's for soccer. It's for Dallas FC, Doran. 50-minute mark on the Fan or thereabouts, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Coming up in about 10 minutes here, Omar Khan, and kind of grading his offseason. I heard somebody talk about, I think it was Starkey yesterday, they didn't do a big topic, it was just a question he asked Bob, and it got my gears spinning a little bit. I think it's actually a complicated conversation, and I want to have it with you, Doran, coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
But first, the Penguins, they're 7-2-1 in their last 10. They're a point out of a playoff spot. And I thought Crosby was really good last night, only wound up with the 1 point, which was just a beautiful feat at the end of the game. You haven't got the best out of Sid yet. I think there's a lot more in the tank for that guy. Why? Oh, I don't know. I've watched him play hockey his entire career. And he's playing well, but he's not playing at Sid levels, and I don't think that that's an age thing. I don't think he's done. I just watch him play. I'm not going to sit here and say they're making the playoffs or anything like that, but I did not know that they had the requisite want to pull themselves up by their skate straps.
That's kind of where I sit. Like, yeah. More like, so say, okay, they're 7-2-1. I think that's what you said. They're finding some confidence right now, but how much is it going to take for? And it's every player. It's not, you know, I know Sidney Crosby is one of the, you know, I mean, he's going to stay in the game. I get it. But how much is it going to take to be bludgeoned and to go on another losing streak for them to just not be able to pull themselves back up again?
That's a great question. They already did it. Now they've come back to kind of even Stevens. It's funny the way hockey works. I mean, they've won 14. They've lost 14, but they have five overtime losses. So really they're 14-19. But the way it gets talked about in hockey is they're back to .500. You had to bust yourselves now and fight tooth and nail just to get back to even Stevens and a point out of a playoff spot. But you're right. If they suffer through another doldrum, they're going to be done at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's so long. I mean, we're still so early.
And you still have played two more games than Ottawa has. You played four fewer games than Tampa. Those are the two teams ahead of you in the wild card race. So while they're 1 point back, still, there's a lot of digging to do to put themselves in more prime playoff real estate. It's refreshing, though. Like, I thought this was going to be one of those totally lost seasons, and they're giving me hope that they're going to be entertaining and that they're going to be in this thing. And at this point in Crosby and Malkin and Letang's career, I'm okay with that. You'd like to see them make the playoffs. I just want to be entertained. I want them to have a shot at the end of the year. I don't view them the way I view the Steelers. They've won three champs, that nucleus.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get to the playoffs? Can you give us a little hope? Can you fight for the playoffs?
If they make the playoffs, I think it'll be almost incredible. Like, I mean, just from where they are or where they were to start the season, where they are at now, if they just figure out a way to like pull through and they make the playoffs, I think that would be just... I want them to make it so bad just for one more, like you're saying.
Man.
One more eye test shot at it, you know, to see what they can do. But If they do that, I think it'll be a very Herculean effort by not just the players, but Mike Sullivan, who, I mean, everybody's calling for his head, you know, weeks ago.
Yeah, and perhaps that was wrong because he was able to get these guys to buy in again. And their bottom six is playing well. I think Carlson's kind of turned it around a little bit. Texter, Crowley, not much of a college football fan, huh? Frisco, Texas is the location of the FCS National Championship each year. Not ashamed to admit I'm not a big FCS college football fan. Sorry, sue me. I got two kids.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I can't watch everything.
No idea.
I'm sorry I missed North Dakota State and South Dakota State. My bad. Must mean I'm not a fan. Criminy. Some breaking news to get to regarding Doran Dickerson coming up next. And we're going to talk about Omar Khan. But first, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevy. 0% financing on all 2024 Chevrolet EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd with credit through GM Financial. And it is today going to be rainy with a high of 40.